Hey Peter, hello?
Hey, this is Peter again. Sorry, the call got
Oh,
disconnected.
sorry. Yeah, no worries. I was actually calling you back as well, but yeah, thanks for calling.
No problem.
What I was just saying is the first, when you're looking at it on a mobile, it's the menu is very big, and so it cuts off. It's hard to see. Is there any way to change that or optimize it for mobile view?
Yes, we will be optimizing it for mobile, but I guess Mahindra told me that there were some of the changes left, so that once we complete the changes, then we will be making the website mobile responsive.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So the only major changes is that in the contact, when you go to contact, there's that quote in the send message. It just doesn't belong there. So can you remove that?
Yeah, sure. We can remove that.
It says that if you're a Patel, Lisa Hotel. Yeah, that just
Yeah.
doesn't. We don't need anything there. You can just remove that.
Okay.
And then on the main page, the home page where it says love. Love form readers, it should be love from readers.
Okay. I got
Where
it.
it's, yeah, right there where it says don't trust our words only, it should be love from readers, not
From
form
reader.
readers.
Okay.
And then on the tab, it just still says WordPress and Mahendra Doshi.
Yeah.
So if you could add the Trailblazers logo and just change it to Trailblazers.
Yeah, I've asked the developer. I updated Mahindra too, like 10 minutes ago, and I've asked the developer, and he will be updating it in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Good. Yeah, so I actually tested the WooCommerce site. What happens is I think it works fine, but what happens is when you do Google Pay, it automatically submits it. But so is it supposed to also take down the contact info? Because what happened is I paid through Google Pay and it just timed me out. So this basically the website expired. The session expired. So is it supposed to do that, or I mean the money went through the order the money went through to our account, but I was just trying to figure out why the website timed out after the Google purchase.
Well, I'm not really sure about it because I guess we were not the one to integrate the Google Pay, or we did that.
I think you guys did because we said Square integration, but
Exactly.
maybe that Google was an extra option, right? Is that
Okay.
right or?
So let me try to place the order, okay, and let me process the order and let me check what's the issue. I will be placing the order with some test information. Okay, so if you receive the order, you can just simply ignore it so that I can
Okay.
test what's the issue and then I can fix that. Okay?
Okay, as far as the, but there won't be any money that goes through, right? Because I actually tested with real money yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, yeah,
So
so
if
just,
what you can do is that if what if you can place the order again and if you can take the screenshot of the page which opens up when you place the order and send me the screenshot, I can go to the developer and ask him what's the issue.
okay, because if there are any problems with Google Pay, then we just remove that option and just have people pay with credit card.
Yeah, sure. I can
I
ask the
think if
developer
it,
to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because I mean, I know it's a nice option to have Google Pay. It's very simple. But then if it times out again, I just don't want people to have issues. So then we just remove that and
Okay.
just keep the credit card. Because everyone anyways will have credit cards, so. But yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, just a mobile view has to be improved because the menu is so big, it's cutting off part of the page.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I think that should be it. And then I think I was telling Morgan if I can be able to make small edits going forward, right? So I think I saw there's you have the Elementor web developer. So if you can just maybe provide some instructions on how to do that, because
Sure.
small changes then I can just do myself, right?
We will be sending you a complete video on how to do the changes on the back end of the website on the Elementor and the
Okay.
WordPress. Okay, so you can have a look
Okay.
on the video, and from that you can do the changes.
Yeah, so some things I actually went in and modified, like the book price, I changed it. It was $29.95. I made it $39.95. So that was easy to do because I just went into GoDaddy and I modified it. But but you know, obviously changing layout and things like that will be more challenging. So, but yeah, okay. So that should be it. Those main three things. I mentioned.
Okay, so I'll get these changes done, and I can get back to Mahendra in the next 24 hours. Okay, everything
okay,
will be completed.
Perfect.
Okay, and I'll get
okay, perfect.
Or if you want, I can call you. I have your number now, and I can give you the updates.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you guys, thank you. You guys have done a nice job. Really appreciate it. I will probably reach out to you again because I have my own website I need to work on.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. You're most welcome. Anytime you
yeah.
can give me a call, and I can connect you to my team, and they can tell you
okay.
about that.
Yeah, my dad says you're very helpful. You're very helpful, so thank you.
No problem, no problem. Thank you so much
yeah.
for your time.
Appreciate
and
it.
May I please
okay,
know your
thanks.
Name?
Parthiv.
Oh, okay. Parthiv. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.